It's time for the Midwest Outdoors with Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin. Brought to you by Reed Chevrolet, the Hearing Connection in St. Joe, the Sports Medicine Store, and Sportsman's Outfitters and Marine. Now, here are Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Midwest Outdoors. Tickled to death to be with you this Saturday and every Saturday. Seems like about the same time. Boy, we've got quite a motley crew in here. And we're going to have, I think, a really, really good show. But we need to start off. I understand that Truman is 10 foot high.
10 foot high as of yesterday, probably going to be close to 11 today. And the problem is they're not running any water. You know, got all the flooding downstream in Missouri, and so that prohibits them from being able to run any water out of Truman. So it's kind of a mess. But, you know, the good thing is once they do start running water, that fishing is going to be really good there for a while. And it's good right now. I mean, they're catching hybrids, walleye, crappie, white bass, catfish. Everything's really good.
A buddy of mine went down and did snagging opening day. I couldn't believe how successful they were.
Yo, I know. I saw a lot of spoonbill caught last weekend.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Have you ever made one edible?
I can. Now, you might argue with me because you don't think that blue catfish are any good either, but I like those too. But I've got a recipe, and I'll put this up on our Facebook page, a recipe to smoke spoonbill. And you marinate it in soy sauce and sugar and brown sugar and garlic powder. You marinate it for 5 or 6 days. And I cut it into little half-inch strips.
Make a shoe taste good. You marinate it 5 days.
Well, it does. But that really does. It takes that wild taste out of it. It's really, really good. And it's got a great texture. It's really one of the better fish that we have for smoking because of its texture.
Yeah, it has great texture. I just don't like the taste of it.
If you catch a spoonbill, you got to bleed it. It's good to have a strong, hard to describe kind of a flavor, but it's not very pleasant. So first thing you do before you get ready to clean it, cut the tail off and let it bleed out. And then make sure to get all the red meat out of it.
Yeah.
And if you do that, it makes a huge difference in the way those fish taste.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Tobin got volunteered. He's a tremendous chef. He's not a cook. He's a chef. And he's going to be cooking at our Delta Banquet August the 17th. I'm sorry I threw you under the bus.
Oh, no, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah. I think we'll have 300 tables there.
So what, going to be 300 people?
Let me
rethink this.
450. Yeah, you might want to rethink that. And I'm going to give you the time to get out because I've got another guy that I could probably get a hold of. But this is going to be quite an event.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And you know, the fundraiser for Delta, we're shooting for 30,000 net, and that'll raise a lot of baby ducks.
Yeah.
So, what the hey. In the studio, man, we're loaded with guests, aren't we?
Oh, this is awesome.
And I got Tim Lamar is here. He's an old St. Joe boy, and his mother lives just half a mile away from me. He's in her video on this thing. Yeah. And so, Keith Mark is in here with Hunter Nation, and we're going to talk about all the stuff that's going on in the great outdoors. There's a political side to the outdoor world that I don't like, but you have to stop and do it every once in a while. There's certain people out here that hate Mark. They hate me, you know, because we hunt and fish.
Right.
And I think we're pretty good guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know. You know, some days I'm better than others. But, Keith, it's an honor to have you in here in the studio.
Well, boys, thanks for having me today. You know, I didn't know that you parked your horse right in the front. So if you notice that smell on my boots, it's your own fault.
You know, I was beginning to wonder about that. I wasn't going to say anything, but.
Well, you know, this 435 is getting so bumpy.
Oh, my gosh.
You might as well have a team and a wagon coming down through there right now. Boy, that's getting to be a mess.
Oh, I'm telling
there.
You, on the east side of town, 435 westbound coming out of the Grandview Triangle, they've got that down to one lane this morning. It's going to be a mess out there today.
I don't know. Where's our tax dollars going? Anybody have any ideas?
Boy, I don't know, but I sure hope they raise them like them Democrats are talking about. Because we're sure getting a big bang for our buck right now.
Yeah, we sure are, aren't we, on the deal? All right, now then, we need to stop and talk about this Hunter Nation. How long has it been around? What's it going? What do they want to achieve? What goes on with it?
Yeah, Fred, well, Hunter Nation really has been in the minds of a lot of people since the 2016 election. Hunter Nation came live last fall in about September. I mean, the whole idea is they're trying to unify the hunting space and become politically active. if you hit the nail on the head right here at the open, you know, when you said, hey, there's a political side to the hunting industry, and I don't like it. And that's really the truth of the matter. Hunters, you know, we just go about our business. We work, you know, every day, and then we, on the weekends, we go hunt and we go fish and we take care of our families, and we're very self-sufficient. We're not looking for a government phone. We're not looking for government housing. We're not looking for free anything, because we're very disciplined and self-reliant. We shoot, we practice, we hunt, we skin, we butcher, we cook. And, you know, so we've just kind of stayed out of the politics. Well, that time has now come and gone. I mean, we don't have the luxury to do that anymore, boys. And the reason for that is you are witnessing an all-out attack right now in America on traditional American values. And one of the greatest traditional American values is hunting. We've been doing it since our nation was founded. In fact, when they wanted to found the nation, what did they do? They went out and got the best hunters and said, hey, we need you to kill a few redcoats.
Yeah.
So they said, okay, between planting seeds, and I'll grab my squirrel gun, my deer gun, and I'll go out and thump a few of them boys. Yeah. And they did. And they did it successfully enough that, you know, we became a free nation. And so hunters have carried that warrior gene forward for, you know, decades here in this country, and been the self-sufficient people. We were talking before we went on air of the guy that killed Bin Laden, Robert O'Neill. And you know how Robert O'Neill learned to shoot? It wasn't in the military. He learned to shoot in the elk woods with his dad and his grandpa.
Is that right?
I'm very good friends with Mark Geis from Benghazi. And, you know, he didn't learn to shoot in the military, in the Marines. He learned to shoot hunting in Colorado with his dad and his grandpa. And really, that's what we pass on. So Hunter Nation, what they're going to do, and this isn't may do, they're going to unify the hunters and sportsmen in America that believe that traditional American values stand for exactly what they are. And the good news is the Wild Turkey Federation has already come on board with Hunter Nation. There's a press release coming out Monday. Safari Club International has just come on with Hunter Nation. And you're starting to see this unifying effect. And then Hunter Nation is going to rally a grassroots army of hunters all across this nation, and we're going to get them to the polls in 2020. And by God, we're going to elect candidates that believe traditional American values should be protected. That
includes
hunting.
There's a lot of them out there that don't.
It's a shame.
It's a scary time.
Yeah. Over the years, I've been on the radio for 30-some years now. I forgot what number that is, but I've got several letters that people that absolutely despise me. And I had one lady that didn't even like Mark, and
what
he's the nicest guy in America. And, you know, I mean, it's coming. And if you don't get your head out of the sand, it is upon us right now, and people don't understand. This attack on the NRA right now is about as vicious an attack I've ever saw in my entire life, and it started up in New York. And I'm going to tell you guys, you better get ready, because it's coming.
I agree with you. You know, and the attacks on our president, the attacks on guns, the attacks on hunting. Hey, thank God that there were some people that said, you know what, we need to band together and create an organization that's going to protect the Second Amendment. And the NRA was founded before these vicious attacks started.
Sure,
because
did.
Imagine if we had no NRA. I mean, hell, we'd be New Zealand today. We'd be turning our guns in.
And, yeah, exactly. You know, and where they had, like in Australia, you know, and just deal with facts here. Let's don't talk about all this other stuff. Where they turned in their guns in Australia and took them when the crime rate jumped 384%.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
didn't that
come
tell
on.
You something right there?
Now, what would that tell you? You know? I mean, it's just crazy. It's the craziest times I've ever lived in my life.
You know, when I first met now President Trump, I was at an event, you know, I've hosted the television show McMillan River Adventures for about 10 years on Outdoor Channel. And so we were actually, my show host, co-host was Shawn Michaels, WWE wrestler. And we were in Las Vegas doing an autograph signing deal at the SHOT Show. And somebody came up to me and said, hey, would you like to meet Donald Trump? I'm thinking, well, heck yeah, I'd like to meet Donald Trump.
Sure.
I was like you, Fred. I wasn't very active in politics. I was one of those hunters, just took care of my own business. Well, I went and met President Trump, and when I got in the room, I met Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, and they both came up to me and said, oh, man, love your show. which startled me, right?
Yeah.
Man, Eric, we need to go moose hunting with Keith sometime, so on and so forth. And when Mr. Trump walked in the room, he walked up and casually talked a little bit, and he said something that changed the course of my direction. He said, you know why politicians don't come to events like this? You know why politicians don't come and talk to and cater to the hunting industry? There was dead silence. And he says, because you all don't vote. And I said that in my mind, right? That's not true. I vote. My buddies vote. Yeah. At least they say they vote. I've since had the opportunity to look at the data, and do you know hunters historically are very low going to the polls? Sad.
Wow.
Really? Sad.
Yeah, that's surprising.
So if you think about it, then this is why we need Hunter Nation. The NRA does a fantastic job. And by the way, we're not, Hunter Nation doesn't intend to compete with any other organization, certainly not the NRA, not Ducks Unlimited, not anybody, the Elk Foundation. We're trying to, you know, unify all these groups to make this space much stronger. But I'll tell you what, when President Trump, then candidate Trump, said that, I did my homework and he was right. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do everything within my power to change that for 2016. And we did that. We did a little video called Heartland for Trump that got quite a few views. And Mrs. Mark did enjoy the White House Christmas party,
oh,
by the way, Fred.
Oh, I bet.
So it was pretty good. But, you know, we have to, we're all obligated. And, you know, you were kind of kidding, Mark, before we got on here. Do you want to talk about religion or politics or what? I think we're obligated to do that. You know, they tell us since we're little, don't talk about religion, don't talk about politics. But if you don't talk about religion, people around you don't know you live your life with faith. Mm-hmm. If you don't talk about politics, the only news the guy you're talking to might be getting it from MSNBC or CNN, and he's not getting any real news.
Very true.
And so if we speak our faith, if we speak our passion and our lifestyle of hunting and fishing and trapping and all the great outdoors, we can actually have an impact on those around us, especially the hunters, fishers, and trappers that haven't been engaged historically.
Hmm. Now, is this a 501c?
Yes, it's a 501c4, applied to be a 501c3. So we are going to be politically active. I mean, we're not trying to buy wetland to save the ducks like Ducks Unlimited does in a fantastic fashion. We're not going to go try to make corridors in Colorado so the elk can go from one mountain range to the other like the Elk Foundation does. We are going to roll up our sleeves and take the battle to the left in these political races. We're going to inform hunters about the issues that are most critical to them. We're going to try to get them registered. We're going to motivate them, and we're going to get them out. Now, because we're a 501c4, we can't endorse any candidates. We're not coming to the plate to say, hey, vote for Hillary or vote for Donald. We're not doing that. What we're going to do is we're going to let hunters know where these candidates stand on the critical issues that impact hunting and traditional American values, and then hopefully they're smart enough to vote. And you know what? I know they are, because we have to identify ducks when they're flying by at that speed,
right.
And we pick the right ones.
Yeah.
We have antler restrictions in some states, and they've put so many doggone regulations on hunting, it's hard. Right. But so hunters are smart enough to figure it out if we get them the info.
Yeah, just because we hunt and fish doesn't make us heathens.
Nope.
And I know people look at me and like, you got grease under your fingernails. Yeah, I do. I've been working.
I'd rather have that under my fingernails than the cellophane that they're having under their nails,
you,
peeling off the wrapper on their meat.
You got that right.
And I, you know, me and Mark, we know where we're at on this thing. And I think just because you hunt and fish doesn't make you a heathen.
Nope.
You know, if you enjoy the great outdoors, go out there and do it. You want to talk about values. You want to take your kids fishing and get them away from that stupid Nintendo thing. And, I mean, go out there and take them, and that'll be the most enjoyable. The most enjoyable days I've ever had was when I took my kids hunting. I remember the day my boy Christopher killed his first turkey. I mean, he didn't know it, but I was crying.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was so excited for him to kill that first gobbler. And it meant so much to me. I gave him the biggest hug out there in the woods, you know, and I mean, I'll never forget that day.
No, and people don't realize that we spend more time afield or on water where we're not successful.
Sure.
But and they don't understand that it's not the kill that we're doing. One, I do love that part of it because it feeds my family. And we rely on that. But I can tell you, all my kids are grown and gone now, just like you. But I can remember all those days in the field, win or lose.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. Our special guest is Keith Mark with Hunter Nation. And Tim Lamar is here, an old St. Joe boy. I got to tell you about a sponsor that's been with me for a long, long time. It's KingCityLumber.com. A lot of people lost your buildings in the flood. Shame, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to rebuild. You're going to have to suck up your guts, get back in the game like the rest of us. Well, if you're going to rebuild, rebuild it with master carpenters and the greatest people that ever walked the face of the earth. These are our kind of people. KingCityLumber.com. Go to their website. You'll be on there about 20 minutes because you cannot believe what they can build. Whether it's a steel building, whatever you're looking for, they got it. KingCityLumber.com. Marty and Monty Tunks are the finest humans to walk the face of the earth, and you're going to love doing business with them. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with you. New producer we got's getting better with age, isn't he?
Chris Bowling. Yeah.
He's a good,
good
human.
Job, yeah.
He don't
we
bring,
like Chris.
His brother won't come in.
No, he's afraid.
Afraid?
Yeah.
He's going to make it one of these days.
Yeah,
we'll be gentle.
He'll bring that dog in with the hay, you know. I want to see this dog. Tell him to bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just happen to be joining us, Keith Marcus here with Hunter Nation, and we are harping this an awful lot, and you're going to hear a lot more about it as we go down the road. But before we get back to the show, we are brought to you proudly by my good friend Terry Lee, who is president of Highway Trailer Sales. Also, they have, if you need a trailer, I saw one upside down again, hauling that grain out of the river bottom. And you're going to need a new trailer, looks to me like. This guy there, I almost stopped and handed him Terry's business card because he's got his trailers on sale. If you're looking for a brand new trailer, they do have them on sale. If you need in disrepair of your trailer, they've got 10 service bays. They understand time is money, and they will do everything in their power to get you back on the road. So if you're looking for a guy that will stand behind you after the sale, a good human, this is the guy that I tell you, Mark, every Saturday, we did this contract on a handshake. I don't care. You know, this guy will stand with me, and I will stand with him. He's a fantastic person. Highway Trailer Sales and Service, my good friend Terry Lee. It is located at 1850 Southern Road, right across from Worlds of Fun on 435. Go by and see that fantastic person. I just love him. He's a good human. The secretary doesn't like me, but what the hey.
She's a smart lady.
Is she? What was this? What was you saying?
Oh, I got to tell you about one of my sisters, and I'm not going to throw her completely under the bus. So I'll just give you her initials. Her initials are Jan Platts.
I see.
And she had her granddaughters over last week, and there was a male and a female goose in the backyard. Uh-huh. And the male got on top of the female, and one of the grandchildren looked at the geese and said, "Grandma, the geese are fighting." And she went on to explain what they were really doing. And she was like, "Oh, Grandma, no, don't tell me. I don't want to hear that." So my sister got to wondering how this works. She said, that got me to thinking about chickens and geese and how they get fertilized. And how does the sperm get through that eggshell?
Oh, well.
Okay.
What was the lady said that she saw the sperm inside the yolk, and she said, "I can't understand how that's happening." She said, "I'm putting them up at night."
Okay.
Okay.
I'm working on it. It's maybe not there, but I'm working on it. You know, what the hey. Hunter Nation, my golly, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to become a member of this. How do they go about becoming a member, and what's it cost them?
Well, you can go to HunterNation.org, HunterNation.org, and you can see, and there's a couple ways that we're doing it. It's a membership organization, of course, and the cheapest membership that you can find is $10 out there. You can join Hunter Nation, be part of this grassroots army that's really the fastest-growing hunting organization in America, $10. The most you can spend to be our top-notch medallion member is $100. And there's another option on there. When you get on there, you'll see the coolest thing that Hunter Nation is doing is they're doing sweepstakes raffles. So for a $10 chance, you can go on hunternation.org and look, and you might be going moose hunting with Keith Mark at the Real McMillan River Adventures, or you might be going elk hunting with Donald Trump Jr. in Utah. You might be going on a deer hunt for two at Ted and Shemaine Nugent's home in Michigan.
Wow.
I mean, just if you look on there, Mark Geis from Benghazi, you can go on a hunt with him. How about Robert O'Neill, the kid that killed Bin Laden? You might be able to go on a Colorado elk hunt with him, and the list goes on from Ralph and Vicky Santarula.
$10.
$10. You can pick any of the raffles you want to get in. I think there's 25 left. We started with 30. We drew five spring hunts out already. There's already five winners out there that are doing handstands and cartwheels and backflips. But there's 25 more out there. HunterNation.org. Check it out. And when you look at the hunts and you get all excited about that, take a second, look at the Hunter Nation Constitution, what Hunter Nation stands for. Take a look at some of the comments on there, what Hunter Nation is doing, and why it's important that you become part of this grassroots army, boys.
Now, Keith, you've got a kind of an all-star group of people involved in this. Can you tell us about who these people are?
Well, first of all, if you look at the Hunter Nation team, it was co-founded by me and Don Pei out of Utah, who's been in this conservation war for a long time. Don, he's been in the trenches of the Endangered Species Act trying to get wolves delisted, which for God's sake seems like common sense to me. but finally, we're getting somewhere on all that. So Don Pei and I are co-founders, and then we have a board of directors that is a very good group of individuals running Hunter Nation. We've just hired CEO Mark D. Young. Mark D. Young has CEO'd two Fortune 500 companies, yes. The last being Vista Outdoors, which everyone knows owns Savage, and I mean, so on and so on. I mean, incredible guy. Mark was making, and I don't want to say a salary, but it was a lot. And so Mark retired because he had made a lot. And when Mark saw what we were doing with Hunter Nation, he came, he said, but I do need an employment contract. I'm like thinking, well, we're a grassroots just starting. He said, I'll work for 2 years, $1.
Seriously?
Honestly. So we have one of the best CEOs in the business. Then look at our advisory board. Our advisory board includes Ted Nugent, Mark Geist, Jim Shockey, Ralph and Vicky Santarula, Mike Waddell, the bone collector, and on and on, and you can see all this. And it's not only the outdoor celebrities. Craig Morgan is on there. It's crazy, the people that are on there. Former Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke. You know, I could just go on and on. I can't even remember all the names that are on there. Mm-hmm. It's the dream team. It's like, remember the McDonald's Cups when we first started putting pros playing?
Absolutely.
This is true. They ought to have these people on 7-Eleven Cups. This is the dream team here.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and those guys, now the names you rattle off, I've been pleasure to meet several of those people. When the incoming comes, which it is, I'm sure now, they're going to stand up.
That's right.
They're not going to crawl underneath the hubcap. They're going to stand up and fight. That's the people that you need. I know Shockey will.
Yep.
I know Mike Waddell will.
Yep.
You know, they'll stand up and fight this tooth and claw.
I'll tell you a story about Mike Waddell, if I might. So when we were doing the video in 2016, we approached Mike about being in the video. Mike, you know, he'd never been involved in politics ever, but he said, yeah, you know, he actually, I introduced him to then-candidate Trump. He loved what candidate Trump had to say as far as how his direction for the country. So Mike said, yeah, I'll do it. And so Mike was part of this Heartland for Trump video. And you know we had success and rattled some cages that had never been rattled? A George Soros-funded company filed a federal election complaint against us.
Oh, wow.
I knew that was coming. And Chris Kobach, former Secretary of State of Kansas, is the legal. He's on the board of directors of Hunter Nation, and he is the legal counsel, and he said, well, what did you do when you got the complaint? And I said, well, I just photocopied my middle finger and sent it back to him. Chris said, that's probably not the appropriate response. And so we're in the midst of that, and they named Waddell personally in the deal. The reason for that is because they were trying to scare Mike out of the politics. And so I'll be honest with you. I was having coffee one morning with my wife, and I said, you know, Jeannie, I'm a little bit nervous as to whether Mike is going to have the stomach to go forward. I didn't know Mike really well at that time. And Mike called me that same day and he says, that SOB, he ain't going to scare me out of this business. And Mike is not only re-engaged, yep, he's re-engaged with force.
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are brought to you by Reed Chevrolet up in St. Joseph, Missouri, the number one Chevrolet store in northwest Missouri. Outsells the dealers out of Kansas City. People come from Des Moines, Iowa, Omaha, Nebraska, Grand Island, if they're still on, they're underwater up. They might not be able to get down the road up there. But people have driven all the way to St. Joe, Missouri to buy Silverado pickups. If you're looking for a 2019, there's $13,000 rebate. Now think that a little bit, you know, that's a bargain and a half. But here's the whole thing about Reed Chevrolet. When you go in there, you become part of the Reed family. And non-commissioned salesmen, all they're going to do, they're not going to sell you anything, ever. They're going to help you make decisions and buy. So go by, see these fantastic people. My good friend Trevin Reed, you got to meet him someday in your life. He's one of those people you need to meet in your life. He's just
absolutely
a good Marine. Toured two tours in Afghanistan, a Purple Heart. He's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. The whole Reed family is. So go by and see those people. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. In the studio with me, we have Keith Mark, and we're talking about Hunter Nation, but we were also talking earlier about the spoonbillers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how many boats got pulled back in.
I saw one from my vantage point, but I know there's more than that because there always is. Every year it's the same thing. But yeah. If you do have a problem with your boat, you know that's why they call a boat, right?
Yeah.
Bust out another thousand.
Yeah.
It does not have to be that way. If you go to Sportsman's Outfitter and Marine, they're out in Belton. If you have a problem with your boat, they are the best people in town to get it taken care of. And if you still haven't got your boat out yet for this year, get it over there to them. Let them do a 32-point check on it. Then you can just rest assured that when you get that boat out there that you're not going to have any problems out there that's going to ruin your day. But another thing to check out over there, they just took on a line. This is just after the first of the year. A line of fishing kayaks. They're Jackson fishing kayaks. These are so cool.
Oh.
And we've talked before about the
saw one float by.
I tell you. Yeah, right. But there's so many little city and county lakes that you can't access with a big boat. Well, this just opens up a whole new world of fishing opportunities for you.
Oh, yeah.
If you get one of these fishing kayaks. And a lot of them you can just pedal. So you're hands free, you can fish and not worry about rowing. But they're just great, and they've got a lot of accessories. Check them out at Sportsman's Outfitter Marine out in Belton, last Belton exit, Cass Road.
Well, if certain people see us in a boat, they consider you a heathen?
Unfortunately, yeah.
I said, how would you like to have a hook in your mouth and pulled out of your natural environment? That's what that gal wrote me today. Well, she didn't like me. I'm a nice guy. I try to get along with everybody. Well, I don't try to get along with everybody anymore. I used to try to get along with everybody anymore. As I got older, I got grouchier. My goodness. We got Keith Mark in here. We're talking about Hunter Nation, but by the magic of the telephone, we're going to call. Were you all the way from Utah? Don Pay is? He's out there?
Yeah, he's the co-founder of Hunter Nation and probably my mentor when it comes to showing up and rolling your sleeves up in Washington, D.C. and kicking some ass. Because that's what this guy has done for decades out there, getting things done for sportsmen. He was the guy that really kind of pioneered the thought, hey, boys, let's get political.
Yeah.
Because that's where you're going to get things done. That's what Don's done.
Don, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm awesome. It's an honor to be on the radio with you. And, you know, Keith's just the guy who spent his whole life working hard for the blue-collar, hard-working American. And, you know, out west, most of the land is federally owned. It's our land. It's our public land. And we want everybody in Kansas and Missouri and all those places to come out and hunt up there. But
cool.
Because of mismanagement, government bureaucrats and the far left environmentalists, a lot of our lands were in bad shape, and they wanted wolves and coyotes and cougars and bears to kill all the game and put the hunters out of the, you know, out of business, kick us off our public lands because there's nothing to hunt. So we just got a little bit militant about it, organized sportsmen, made it great, and that's what Keith and I are working on now for the whole country. We've proven we know how to get things done, but hunters have to unite. And you know, we're kind of solitary by nature. We don't even tell our best friend our best place to go, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Keith in the studio here, he's got on a hat that says, Keep America Great. Now, someplace you wear that hat, you might get a knot on your head.
Well, they'd have to have a big stick because I'm armed.
Don't mess with Texas or Kansas. throw Utah into that mix, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we were talking off the air about, and I've read Utah's regulations, and they're too confusing. I'm not very smart. Montana has the most confused elk hunting regulations I've ever read in my entire life. Colorado takes a back seat to nobody when you can buy a B tag and a B plus tag and a B minus tag, and that's good for unit 401, but it's not good for 402 on the other side of the creek. And you go, come on, ladies and gentlemen, let's quit this nonsense. We're overregulated.
That's true, but to some extent, you know, we're, you know, in the Midwest where most of the land's private, and the landowners can kind of control things. If you just have a free-for-all out on our public lands,
yeah,
you know, more guys quit hunting because there was nothing left to hunt. I mean, because of bad land use, we had smaller herds and too many hunters. Everything's dead by 10 a.m. opening morning.
True.
So there has to be, you know, some amount of regulation. And just call up your buddy that lives in Utah, Colorado. They'll help you figure it out. But,
yeah,
you know, there has to be a little bit of regulation so we don't, you know, love it to death. But, yeah, I agree.
And one of the things that Nugent always talks about is that it's the minutia regulations. Well, if you don't have your bow case completely zipped up in the back of your gator on your own farm in Michigan, you're a criminal. If you put apples under your oak tree where there's already acorns because you didn't want to set in the apple tree that day in Michigan, you're a criminal. If you use a lighted knock in Idaho, you're a criminal. If you use a trail camera in some states out west, you're a criminal. If you take your family out hunting on Sunday after church in 9 states in America, you're a criminal. That's the type of regulation that we need to, you know, get off the books. If it doesn't promote safety or conservation, it should be off the books.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, Keith's a big baseball guy, and I've been to a lot of great games at the Royal Stadium. Love it. But he hung a curveball, so Keith, you're right. There's a lot of minutia. Let's focus on what matters. Let's focus on how come wolves are killing all the elk so there's nothing to hunt. Let's not worry about a damn lighted knock on your arrow. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Are we going to get wolves introduced in Colorado?
Hunter Nation is actively involved in trying to keep that out of there.
Is it going
to
happen?
Well, they're going to try.
Yeah.
They're going to try. But the great thing is, and Don can speak to this, we just, you know, we're on the path for a nation 48, lower 48 delisting of wolves, which means that if they introduce them, we can hunt them. But yeah, this is Don's wheelhouse. I mean, he's been in
sure.
this wolf war for a long time. So are there going to be wolves in Colorado, Don?
Well, if the hunters in Missouri and Kansas and Oklahoma and Michigan or Wisconsin, if they all unite, not only no, but heck no.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about, you know. We're out there hunting. We're out there, you know, protecting land and the wild places and wild things. These anti-hunting groups, they don't care about the wolf, the spotted owl. They just want to destroy what we love. And that's the, once again, that's the nexus of Hunter Nation. Let's get together, hunters. Not asking for too much. Just once a year, go online and sign up for a little membership. Get a chance to win a great hunt. And we'll have very smart, tough people fighting to make sure that all we love, and once again, to the Midwest hunters, this is your land.
Yeah, exactly.
Wildlife, and it's been destroyed by people that don't care.
Don, I want to tell you something. It's an honor for you to take your time out of your day to come with here on the Midwest Outdoors here in Kansas City. We've got a terrible phone connection in there, and I am so sorry. We will have you back on air without fail. It's just getting so garbled, it's breaking up a little bit, and we'll rig up something where we can get a better connection. Or if you're in Kansas City, we'll take you to the Royals game, and then we'll have you here on the air on Saturday morning. How'd that be?
Deal.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
For...
All right. Well, I hate that when we have the cell phones and they cut in and out like that.
Truth is, he's probably on the side of a mountain somewhere counting sheep or something.
Wouldn't
you know, I mean, that guy is so active in conservation initiatives out west. He's a great guy. He's a hard charger. He's the right kind of guy to be leading this team.
You're coming back on the air this fall?
Yeah, you know, actually, we're going to do a new show called Great American Tales that's going to air on Outdoor Channel this fall. Probably have maybe 5 originals. You're going to get to see a Thanksgiving movie that was based on a short story that I wrote, takes place in the 1950s, early 1950s, all done with actors. It promotes exactly what we've been talking about, traditional American values, God, family, country, hunting, and conservation. And the cool part of this movie is it's about a little boy in the 1950s who's about 10, 11 years old, and he's now recounting this Thanksgiving, this most memorable Thanksgiving many, many years ago, and the narrator, the voice of Mason, the little boy, is Michael Martin Murphy.
Wow.
Yeah. And so Murph does a fantastic job, and Murph is part of the Hunter Nation. I got to give Murph a little plug while I'm at it. Murph is getting inducted into the Cowboy Hall of Fame here in 2 weeks for a Lifetime Achievement Award, and he's going to be the fifth, only the fifth person to ever get this Lifetime Achievement Award, and the first was John Wayne. Do the math on that. That's how special that is. Kevin Costner's getting in for his work in acting and so on, but that's a great deal for Murph. We're also going to do a Christmas show, and then we've got three or four others that we're working on. Of course, you talked about Tim Lamar in the studio. Tim produces and directs Great American Tales, did the movie, fantastic job. So it's going to be a daunting project, but it's going to be worth it.
This got a show on the Outdoor Channel?
Yeah, it's going to
be. Are these going to be one-hour episodes?
Two of them will be one-hour episodes. The Christmas and Thanksgiving specials will be an hour, and then the others will be just in the 30-minute time slot.
Well, how cool. Very different.
Isn't that, that's cool. All right, crystal ball. I always ask crystal ball questions.
Yeah, sure.
Where do you see Hunter Nation in 10 years?
Well, I don't even have to look 10 years out. Okay, one of two things. My crystal ball is perfectly clear on this. Within 2 years, Hunter Nation is going to be the NRA for hunters, or we aren't going to have hunters. Mm. And this is the truth. I mean, people say, oh, you're painting a gloom picture. Take a step back, hunters, fishers, trappers, wives and husbands of hunters, fishers, and trappers, and just think about these very simple, plain things. The left, and I'm going to say I believe we're in the battle, the epic battle of good versus evil. Oh, don't say that, Keith. No, we are. We're in the epic battle of good versus evil. And think about the left, what they want. They want to ban our guns. Most of the Democrats that are running for office right now have said, we want to have a gun ban on ARs, semi-automatics, universal background checks, so on and so forth. They want to ban guns. That's their mission. They think it's okay to abort babies when they're being born and after they're being born. Oh, we can't talk about that. No, we need to talk about this. They picked hunting out. If you look at PETA, Humane Society, what is in their mission statement? To ban all forms of hunting. That's the truth.
Sure.
They want to take and have taken God out of politics. They've taken God out of schools. They want to remove God from our lives. So if you just look at, I'm not talking candidates here, mind you. I'm not talking political parties here, mind you. I'm talking about the left versus conservative, law-abiding, traditional American families, okay? If you just look at this platform of views versus what, take a second, step back, what means the most to you folks out there listening? What do you think matters? And then, by God, get active and go out there and make sure that these people that espouse all these views don't beat us. Because if they control everything, you'll have nothing. They're going to raise your taxes. They're going to take your guns. And by gosh, I mean, you talk about Christians being persecuted back in the day. It's coming. Yeah. Look at some of the people that are in our government right now and the groups that they align themselves with, the things that they say. You go ask any of them, what do you think about hunting? They don't get that question because it's deep enough on the depth chart. But if you ask any of those people what they think about hunting, they'd ban it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so think about this. So
that's the answer, ban it.
When I hear hunters in duck marshes and deer camps, and you know, I'm fortunate enough to hunt 250 days a year all across the country because of doing the show McMillan River Adventures. And they're like, oh, Keith, you know, I just don't want to get involved in that. Well, just imagine if there hadn't have been some brave Texans that got involved down in a little skirmish called the Alamo. Just imagine if we didn't have some brave Americans before that sat around that tavern and said, no, you know, I'm not going to let the British take my gun. And they went to the bridge at Concord.
Sure.
Just imagine if all those folks did. What about the boats on D-Day? The guys just sat in there playing cards and said, nah, I don't really think I want to hit that beach today.
Yeah.
Just think about that, boys, and that's where we are today.
Yeah, exactly.
If we don't get active, and I mean politically active, speak our faith, speak our sport, speak our lifestyle, it's going to be gone.
Boy, very eloquently put. It's time to rally.
Yep.
You know, I was on a smaller station for years. I came here and got my eyes opened up again, got refocused and remotivated again, you know, because of some of the comments that people have made to me. And I take that kind of personal, you know, and I better. Yeah, and we all better. You know, I'm proud that I've got a fishing rod. I'm proud I got a boat. I'm proud I have a shotgun. I don't care. You know, if you don't like that, go some other route and try your best. But you, as Charleston Heston said, take it out of my cold, dead hands.
That's right.
And the deal.
That's exactly right.
I tell you where I think they'll end up with this. This is where this is headed. They're probably not going to come to your porch and take your guns. They got family and friends, and they like watching Monday Night Football, too. But they will probably tax you into oblivion. They're big on taxes. So if you want to buy a shotgun, it's a $45 annual fee to have that shotgun in your possession. Now, you can render it anytime you want to and get out of that $45 fee. If they're smart, which they are, and you have to give them credit, there's some smart people in there on the left, and they will finally figure this out. They've already figured it out. I've already heard this. Ain't like it's rocket science to me. But they are coming, and they are going to get you, and they're going to get your family, and they're going to get things that they want done their way.
Why do you think they want to have national registry on guns? Okay, look what's going on in New Zealand right now. What is the first place when the prime minister there, or whatever her goofy position is over there, what's the first thing they did? They went to all of the gun stores and got the list. They showed up, took the list.
Yep.
Oh, Mark has 6 of them.
Yep.
Fred has 26 of them. No offense, Mark. But you see what I'm saying? And they're taking them.
Right.
They're going right to their houses, and that's what's going to happen in America. They may start slow, like you say. I disagree with you.
Yeah,
I think when they do it, them boys are coming. And if we don't believe that, honestly, I like to use a line Mark Geis coined it. We need to fight like the third damn monkey trying to get on the ark.
That's true. That's a very good point.
I like that.
Yeah, things are going to change. And if we don't put our foot down now, it'll really get bad.
Well, sportsmen and traditional American valued Americans, the silent majority, as they call us, went out in droves in 2016. And I believe our country was on the brink of extinction in 2016. And I think now, and you can say whether this particular candidate says things crudely or not, or however that's done, just look at the results, look at the actions, look the direction that the country's going right now, and do the math, right? If we don't do that in the same vein in 2020, good luck.
Once again, tell us how people can get involved with Hunter Nation.
HunterNation.org. Go to the website, HunterNation.org. Join. Be part of the grassroots army. If you're on the sidelines, you're on the other team. HunterNation.org. Get in the fight. Join it.
Yeah, I got to thinking about what you said. I've got friends that are big hunters that didn't vote. I had one guy tell me it doesn't make any difference anymore. And now that I think about that, that really upsets me.
Do you know the president won Michigan by 10,000 votes?
Not much.
10,000 votes. And if you look at some of those key Rust Belt states, thin, razor-thin margin, 10,000 votes. I guarantee you hunters made the difference in Michigan. They
did.
And they could do it again.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's Keith Mark. I would love for him. I know he's a busy man. We just got lucky to get a hold of him and got him here. Maybe we can get him back. And then Tim Lamar's here filming all of this. And Tim is an old St. Joe boy. Probably Benton High School. Yeah, Benton High School kid. So what the hey. Thank you guys for taking time out of your schedule.
Yeah, what an honor.
What an honor.
Thanks for having me, boys. Appreciate it. I'll come back anytime.
Great. Please join Hunter Nation. If you don't do anything else today, please join that. That wraps it up for this edition of the Midwest Outdoors. This show needs to be 2 hours.
That was quick.
Next time I see you, I hope I see you in a great outdoors.
Have a great week. So long, everybody.